This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld a lower court decision in a long-time dispute involving the family of Montana Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson over an easement to Legion Park along the Missouri River. Montana's High Court sustained an easement to the 40-acre American Legion Park in Culbertson, but reversed a court ruling as to how much in attorney's fees the Knutson Family Limited Partnership would have to pay. Justice Jeremiah Shea said in his ruling, the district court did not err by determining that the undisputed facts established the scope of the easement to provide ingress and egress to the Legion Park parcel to Legion, its invitees, and the public, Shea wrote. KFLP, the Knutson Family Limited Partnership, has failed to provide any evidence that limits the scope of that easement. There is nothing in the record to support an intent of any other uses for the access road other than general access to Legion Park. Shea did find that the court abused its discretion in granting attorney's fees to the American Legion's Thomas Mann Post No. 81 because fees were granted without holding an evidentiary hearing. Shea ordered such a hearing be held. James and Edna Swindle donated a parcel of their property to the Legion for use as a park in tribute to returning service members from World War II. The ruling found that there were decades of use of the access route, and while its use has varied, it has never ceased. Park access from the time of donation and for the next 70 years was along the same route, and portions were also used by the town for a utility pipeline. In 2016, Miles Knutson installed a locked gate over the access road to prevent public access to the park. The town of Culbertson and the American Legion filed a lawsuit. The Knutsons denied that the Legion had an easement across its property and filed counterclaims against the American Legion and the town. Hot summer temperatures have prompted additional hoot owl fishing restrictions on some rivers in southwest Montana. Hoot owl fishing restrictions prohibit fishing each day between 2 p.m. and midnight. The restrictions go into effect at 2 p.m. Friday, July 29th for portions of the Gallatin River, the Beaver Head, the Big Hole River, and the Clark Fork. Hoot owl restrictions are already in effect for the East Gallatin River, the Madison, Jefferson, Smith River, and the Sun River. Water temperatures in these areas have exceeded 73 degrees for three consecutive days, meeting the criteria for hoot owl restrictions. Fishing restrictions such as hoot owl restrictions and full closures protect fish that become more susceptible to disease and mortality when conditions like low water flows and high water temperatures combine with other stressors, including catch and release fishing. The hoot owl fishing restrictions will remain in place until water temperatures allow for lifting the restrictions or until September 15th. 23 vehicles were helicoptered out from East Rosebud Lake on July 21st, an area where they were trapped when flooding in mid-June destroyed the only road in. In the East Rosebud Lake car rescue, a 3/4-ton diesel truck had to be left behind because it was too heavy for the Black Hawk helicopter from Central Copters in Belgrade to lift. Another vehicle was buried deep in flood debris and rock. The 6-hour vehicle airlift is the latest challenge for the 68 cabin owners surrounding the mountain lake, a place that also burned in two wildland fires, the last in 1996. The East Rosebud cabins are located in the small community of Alpine, about 13 miles southwest of Roscoe in Carbon County. Many of the residents who chose to stay during the heavy rain and flooding this year were helicoptered out by the National Guard with only 15 minutes to prepare. To evacuate a single car may have cost as much as $20,000, but having a contract to airlift 23 significantly lowered the cost to about $3,300 each. Vehicle owners say it was still cheaper than buying a new car or continuing to rent for an unknown amount of time. The other option for cabin owners was to wait until the roads repaired. Although emergency federal funds have been awarded to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest for road work, no contract has yet been signed. It could be 2 or 3 years before a permanent road is installed and opened. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.